Lesson D. Creating News. Page 10. Exercise 1. Reading. Citizen Journalism.
Arpita has just updated her news blog. The winners of a local election in Mumbai have just been announced, and she has listed their names on her blog. On the website of a local newspaper, Liat has recently posted a digital story, a series of photos and descriptions of a whale rescue. And hundreds of people in the Dominican Republic are tweeting on their cell phones to describe a hurricane that is threatening the country. What do these stories have in common? Technology is giving people the chance to be news reporters. More than ever before, technology is allowing everyone to share opinions, ideas, stories, photos, and videos from anywhere in the world. If there is breaking news, you can be sure that someone is reporting it. Ground Report, CNN's iReport, and BlufftonToday.com are just a few of the websites where citizen journalists can post their articles, photos, or videos. More and more people are making YouTube channels, Instagram, or Snapchat profiles that get more than 1 million views. They're sharing their personal thoughts and news reports with the world on these websites. And the increased prevalence of cell phones and cameras has made it even easier for people to share content. Many media organizations, such as CNN, now have entire sections of these news stories on their websites. News editors used to decide what was news. Now you decide. There has been some criticism of citizen journalism, however. For example, there are often mistakes in these stories, including incorrect facts, spelling, grammar, or even news that is fake. These stories may not be as reliable as regular news organizations' stories usually are. Moreover, when people instantly upload stories and images, they cannot know how other people will use them later. But it seems that news by the people and for the people is here to stay.